Hey guys, it's Mike and Gia here. Thank you so much for downloading the catch-up.
I've decided I'm not going to go on Big Brother, Mike.
You've just is it because it wasn't the applications that was too daunting?
It was. I mean, you ran me through it this morning. Mm. 90 questions on there.
It's, yeah, 90.
Like, that's a lot of questions to answer about yourself. You put me to the test with a couple, but I'm looking on the article you sent me. There's so many ridiculous ones. Like, why do they need to know how my relationship is with my parents?
Yeah, like, it's seriously, it's very invasive, these questions. I mean,
really,
Big Brother is.
Is
a very invasive experience because you're being filmed the whole time at every waking moment.
I mean, that's true, but I mean, that just feels like it dives really deep. And like, here, how would you make someone agree with your opinion? Like, how bizarre. Manipulate them, clearly. Anyway, some of the other questions that they ask is in the catch-up, and you'll hear my answers to them.
We've had Caddy from Orange 360 in the studio because the Orange Wine Festival is kicking off this weekend.
Yeah, there's so much going on. She rattled off things that were just happening, like, this weekend.
I was dizzy.
I know, there's so much. And if you're interested in them, have a listen to what Caddy has to say and then check out the orangewinefestival.com.au website.
Also, live from LA's Dee McCarthy joined us, and it was another edition of Throwback Throwdown, a special food edition.
Yeah, and some of the better food-related songs.
Yes, because, I mean, there's a lot of bad food-related songs, like, and I'm talking, like, the ketchup song.
Yeah, that's the one that comes to mind whenever we think of bad food songs.
Yeah, but I mean, there's got to be more. Like, there's some really dated, like, really bad, like cherry pie. That's really bad.
Yeah, what about Honey to the Bee by Billy Piper?
I won't hear any disparaging about the one and only Billy Piper.
I love it, but it's a guilty pleasure. Like, nobody else would admit to liking that. But the songs we did pick, people got on board of.
Yes.
But it wasn't as close as you would have liked.
Yeah. Gia, you murdered a cat.
I almost thought that I'd murdered a cat, thank you. Let's just clarify that. You'll hear why very soon.
And Gia, you also gave everyone a little bit of a PSA about those health star ratings that you see on packaged foods here.
Yeah, I mean, you see them all the time and you really just sort of assume what they mean. Mm-hmm. But when you actually find out what they mean and how they're scored, it really should change your mind about the foods that you decide to pick up and feed to yourself and your family.
Absolutely. You're going to hear that next and a whole lot more in the catch-up. Make sure you catch up with us tomorrow and every day. We do love your company. And to that one person in Missouri who keeps listening to us, we do appreciate that.
I love it. Can you please message us on the Facebook page? Because I'm very intrigued about how you got onto our podcast.
Exactly. Yes, please do.
Cool stuff.
But we'll be back tomorrow. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Get up with Mike and Gia on Orange and the Central West's Hit 105.9.
Lizzo's Truth Hurts, Hit 105.9. Getting up with Mike and Gia at 6:40.
How often when you go grocery shopping, Mike, do you actually look at the back of the packaging and look at the nutritional guidelines?
From time to time, yeah.
Have a bit of a squeeze?
Yeah.
It's pretty confusing, isn't it?
Look, yeah, it is. They're like, there's lots of different, because they lay it out in so many different ways. There's the stuff on the front, there's the health star rating, there's the, you know, the list of like of kilojoules and everything on the on the side
fats,
of it.
Fats, carbohydrates, etc. And you look at that and you go, well, that seems like a high number, but what's it's supposed to be at, who knows, right?
Yeah.
Which is why the food star rating system seems to be such an easy thing to understand, right?
It sounds like that, but the thing is, I've always seen that and taken that with a grain of salt.
Well, that's right, because you look at the front of
a grain of sodium.
Well, you look at the front of it and you go, oh, 5 stars, that's really good. And how this system was introduced 5 years ago was that it sort of gave you a first look at the nutrients as to whether it's a healthy food or an unhealthy food. But the thing is, the way the star system is rated is by comparing the healthy nutrients and the risk nutrients. So there's 7 of them, and that's energy, saturated fat, sugar, and salt, which are all risk nutrients, which will lose them points and give them a lesser value.
Yeah.
Or there's things like fruit and vegetable content and protein and fiber, which give you the highest stars, like the 5 out of 5 and the 4 out of 5.
Yeah, right.
Now, the problem, though, which I only found out about a month ago with the star rating, is that it's not actually an overall rating of health. So you see something that's 5 out of 5 stars, you think, oh, that's really good for me.
I mean, it does sound great.
It sounds like it's healthy. It's given the 5 stars. It couldn't get any healthier than that. But that's because it is compared with other products that are like it. It's not compared to a guideline that's an overall health.
Mm.
It is comparing one thing to another thing of a similar category.
And that sounds dodgy.
Well, for example, if you have two energy drinks, say Monster and Red Bull, and one of them has a certain amount of sugar and the other one has a little bit less, the one with less could even have a 5-star health rating.
Yeah, and that's not right.
Because it's compared to the one that's got more sugar in it, which has only got a 3. So neither of these things are actually healthy for us to consume.
When really, they should all just be like 1-star.
If even, exactly.
Or half a star or something. Yeah. Because we need caffeine.
Yeah, so just because you look at something when you're shopping and it says that it has a 5-star health rating, it doesn't mean that it's healthy.
Mm.
It is really shocking. It is really surprising when you hear that for the first time. But it actually means it's the healthiest version of it in its category. It doesn't mean that it's actually good for you.
Are they going to change this?
Yes. Well, it turns out that they are looking to overhaul this. The government are going to bring out some new guidelines and improve the 5-star system, which is great. There's news out today. And with 2 out of 3 Aussies considered overweight or obese, they really need to start looking at tackling this obesity crisis.
Yeah.
And it's this misleading labelling that makes us think we're consuming healthy foods when we're really not that needs to be looked at, because it's way too hard to be analysing the back numbers and figures that are on there.
You don't need a degree in nutrition in order to buy groceries.
Healthy food, exactly right. So I cannot wait for this overhaul. We don't know when the guidelines are going to come out, but it has been out today, news that they are going to look at overhauling the system, which is great.
Jennifer Lopez, Love Don't Cost a Thing on Hit 105.9. You're getting up with Mike and Gia, 6:50. We do it thanks to Tony Lane Motor Group.
It's well documented on this show that I violently dislike my housemate's cat.
Yeah, you really do.
Percy is the worst kind of human thing.
Well, it's not human, so it's fine.
No, he's the worst kind of being in the universe, in my opinion. And over the weekend, I genuinely thought I may have been at fault for his murder.
Whoa! To be fair, if he ever went missing, you are the prime suspect.
Well, that's what happened. Is he disappeared?
Ooh.
So on Friday night, I was at home. My housemate was on call at work, so it was going in and out. She came home on Saturday morning and said to me, like, have you seen Percy? Mm. I was like, no. Why? She's like, oh, he wasn't here when I came in last night. Like, he usually comes to me at the door and he was nowhere to be found. I was like, nah, I haven't seen him. All good. Like, I don't know where he is. He does his own thing. He's not my friend. And she's like, oh, okay, all right. Keeps messaging me throughout the day. Has Percy turned up yet? Have you seen Percy? And I'm like, no, I have not seen this cat. Actually, you know what? He usually bothers me by now.
It's oddly quiet.
It's weirdly, like, not around. Uh-huh. So maybe something has happened. And started looking through the cupboards, because sometimes he gets into people's wardrobes and you shut the door and don't realise. He wasn't in any of the cupboards. He wasn't in the backyard. He wasn't in the garage. He was nowhere to be found.
Mm-hmm.
So I messaged the housemate and let her know. She came home from work and we started doing laps
of the neighbourhood,
yelling out, Percy, 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 every couple of steps. We did this 3 times of the 1 lap around our block.
Mm.
Nothing. He's nowhere to be found.
You are still the prime suspect.
Well, that was right, because my housemate was like, you didn't accidentally, like, let him out, do you? Like, you know when you come in the front door and he sort of squeezes past you to try to escape. I'm like, no. Like, I didn't go anywhere on Friday night, you know. I haven't been anywhere for him to get out. She's like, oh, okay, all right, well. I mean, I just hope he hasn't been hit by a car or anything because he would have come home by now.
Mm-hmm.
So here I am thinking that he's been hit by a car. He's definitely dead. On Sunday at lunchtime, so this is literally 24 to 48 hours after he's gone missing for the first time, we're in the kitchen and hear this.
Oh, no. So he's in the he's in the kitchen.
Yeah, but we looked through all the cupboards. He was nowhere to be found. So we were like, did he sneak into a wall? Is he in like some crevice between two walls? Who knows? Turns out my housemate had come home with her arms full, had bags of those Woolies grocery shop bags and shoved them in the cupboard under the sink.
Yeah.
You know how you all have one?
Yeah.
It's all full, chock-a-block full of bags. He had been shoved behind the bags and had been in there for 2 days. 2 days.
No.
That relief when I realised I hadn't killed him, though. Whew!
I still
scot-free.
Still think you put him in there. Coldplay, A Sky Full of Stars on Hit.
Okay. Testing.
So crazy right now.
Drums.
Tuesday's Throwback Throwdown.
Rewind it back.
Oh. It's old school with Mike and Gia on Hit 105.9.
And in celebration of World Food Day tomorrow, we have picked 2 throwbacks that are food related.
Yes, they have food in the title, or they're about food. Or in our case, they actually, yeah, they have food in their title.
Yeah, well, you know, there's so many of them out there that we had to pick two of the most foodie food songs gone round.
Exactly. There's so many songs with the word cherry in it. I mean,
honey.
Honey.
Sugar.
Yeah, I mean, we both made the decision to not choose the ketchup song.
Yeah, I kind of wanted to a little bit, but I don't actually want to hear it in full.
No, exactly. No one does.
No. We said a hey, a ha, a no.
No.
So instead, we've gone with some good songs. I went with Peaches from the Presidents of the United States of America. Millions of peaches, peaches for me.
Millions of peaches, peaches for free. Sure, why not?
Headbanger.
I have no idea what the song's about. It's just about peaches.
It's about peaches.
Sure, why not?
Duh.
We've clearly gone with a sweet theme because I've gone with Chocolate by Kylie Minogue.
Do you think we kind of chose foods that symbolise us as people? I went as a fruit and you went as chocolate?
Sure. Yeah, I think we did.
Health food and junk food.
Yes.
It's kind of us.
Oh, don't pretend you don't like chocolate.
I love chocolate.
There we go.
But I don't love that song. I love my song that I have chosen, which is why I'm ready to go in and bat for it.
Yeah, we each get 30 seconds to go into bat for our songs. Our last minute plea for everyone to vote for it in Throwback Throwdown. So, I think I went first last week, so you are more than welcome to go first.
Okay, I'm happy to go first. Get my 30 seconds ready to roll.
All right, ready? Take it away.
Peaches is from the Presidents of the United States of America's debut album. Worldwide, it reached number one in Iceland, top 20 in Australia, Canada, Ireland, New Zealand and the UK. It received a gold certification here in Australia and was also nominated for a Grammy, which is quite a list of achievements for a song that's literally just about eating peaches. Or is it? Some people say it's about eating peaches, some say it's about communism, and some even say it's a part of the female anatomy that they're talking about. But whatever it is, it's catchy, it's easy to sing along to, and it has us rocking every single time we hear it.
Very nice.
Thank you.
I'm learning something about that song.
Well, I was like researching and I was like, oh, I want to find out a little bit more about it. And the things people were saying it was about, I was like, oh, wow, I'm going to hear this song differently from now on, but I still love it.
All right, well, I get 30 seconds now, so I'll take it away. Kylie Minogue's Chocolate from 2004. Anyone who knows me knows that Kylie is a queen in my eyes, and I think this is an underrated hit of hers. She uses chocolate as a simile for her obsession for love, or could it just be about chocolate? I mean, with lyrics like, if it were liquid, it would drown me. If it were human, it would know me. That certainly describes my relationship with chocolate, or caramel at the very least. Plus, in the food world, chocolate trumps peaches every single day of the week. So vote for Chocolate in Throwback Throwdown.
I do prefer chocolate to peaches in a food sense, but not in a song sense. But now it's down to the people of Orange and the Central West. Call through 13 12 16 and vote for the song that you want. You can score some vouchers to StarChem Pharmacy in Orange, who've got 40% off Nude by Nature all October. Or you can hit us up on the Hit 105.9 Facebook or Instagram pages.
So to replay those songs again, you have gone with Peaches by the Presidents of the USA. And I've gone with Kylie Minogue's Chocolate. The winning song will play after 7:30 this morning, so get your votes in on 13, 12, 16 right now.
Check it out. Get this body
started. Tuesday's Throwback Throwdown. Rewind it back. On Hit 105.9.
And we are celebrating World Food Day, which is happening tomorrow.
Yeah, we're prepping the songs that we want to pump all throughout tomorrow, really. And we've chosen two food-related songs. I've gone with Peaches from... Millions of peaches, peaches for me.
Millions of peaches, peaches for free. Sorry, it's just a really long artist name.
It is. The Presidents of the United States of America.
Just say Presidents of the USA.
Anyway, Peaches, everyone knows the song. It's playing right now.
I've gone with Kylie Minogue's Chocolate. Both sweet foods.
They are both sweet foods. What is the sweet food that the Central West prefers, though? That's what we're trying to answer here. We have a lot of comments coming through on the Hit 105.9 Facebook page.
Yep.
A ton of peach emojis just being sent through.
Yeah, I had a feeling that those emojis would come through because, I mean, they're also used for another reason.
Yeah, but Angie commented saying, peaches for sure. Kylie doesn't even come close to this awesome song.
Ouch.
Thank you, Angie. Michael said, Gia's pick for sure. Peaches is an absolute barn burner.
Barn burner. I haven't heard that phrase in a while.
Oh, but Elaine said, Mike's, I love chocolate.
See...
Elaine is Mike's mum. Yes, she's yeah. the only one that will vote for you, isn't she?
No, but the thing is, I do remember Chocolate is actually one of her favourite Kylie songs.
Okay, well, why don't we go to the phone lines, shall we? Hello, 13, 12, 16. Who's this?
Oh, hi, it's Kylie.
Hey, Kylie. Oh, my God, Kylie, don't tell me that you are calling in to vote for Kylie, are you?
No, sorry. I'm going to go Peaches.
Yes, Kylie, betray your name. I love it. What is it about Peaches that's better than Chocolate?
I just think it's more catchier and I like it.
Yeah, I do too, which is exactly why I picked it. I'm so glad you got behind it. Hopefully we can get it played this morning. And just for calling through, you have scored a voucher to Star Chem Pharmacy in Orange.
Oh, cool. Thank you.
They've got 40% off New by Nature all throughout October, but you can spend it on whatever you like, Kylie.
We do have Liana from the Tally Room in the studio with us right now. Liana, you've been counting them all up. How's it all going?
It's going well. I mean, one of you is super confident and also the votes are heavily leaning towards one of you as well. So I'm hoping, for your sake.
That's the thing though. Is the confident person the one it's leaning towards?
We never know.
We don't know
that's
that.
The thing. That is the thing. Well, the winning song will be played in about 3 minutes' time. So this is your last chance to get your votes in. You can do it on Hit 105.9 Central West on Facebook and on the Instagram story and 13, 12, 16 as well. So make sure you get your votes in right now. It's the brand new one from Dan and Shay and Justin Bieber, 10,000 Hours on Hit 105.9. Dan and Shay and Justin Bieber, 10,000 Hours, brand new on Hit 105.9. Getting up with Mike and Gia, it's 7:39.
Check it out. Get this body started. Tuesday's Throwback Throwdown. Rewind it back. On Hit 105.9.
The moment of truth is upon us.
Yes, voting is now closed in Throwback Throwdown. The two options that were on the table were Peaches.
Ooh, hang on, I nearly clicked the wrong one. Millions of peaches, peaches for me. And I've gone with Chocolate by Kylie Minogue. It is for World Food Day.
Yes, which is tomorrow. So we thought, let's get in early and celebrate it.
Only with food songs.
Mm-hmm, food related. Peaches or chocolate? That is the question today.
Well, we do have our tally room expert or just counter, Liana, in the studio.
We'll call her an expert. Yeah, she's deserved that title.
You've been doing this for a number of months now.
I'll allow it.
Yeah, excellent. Well, you've been tallying all the votes. Do you have an official result?
I certainly do.
All right, well, let's not waste any time. Let's do a drum roll.
All right, on 82%, that confidence paid off because Gia, you have won Tuesday's Throwback Throwdown.
Congratulations. I take the bun out and start headbanging.
Headbanging? Oh, I'm ready, son.
It's the President of the United States of America, Peaches, the winner of Throwback Throwdown for this week at 7:41. Getting up with Mike and Gia. Moving to the
country. Live from LA, Dean McCarthy with all the Hollywood goss on Hit 105.9.
We're joined on the line right now, live from LA. It's live from LA's Dean McCarthy. Dean, how are you going this morning?
Good morning, everyone. Okay, today, it's not every day that when we do our Hollywood update, goss, juicy stories that we're talking about. The Pope, the head of the Catholic Church. I don't think we've ever in our entire many, many hundreds of times crossing have we ever talked about the Pope, right?
No.
Story, yeah, no, we haven't. And it's very rare that Pope Francis is trending on Twitter, but here's what he did. It's kind of like your granddad is making a Twitter fail or something. He tweeted this. This is from the Pope, official Pope. Today we give thanks to the Lord for our new saints. They walk, hashtag saints, they walk by faith and now we evoke their intercession, whatever that even means. Anyway, what's hilarious about that is, hashtag saints is what the trending topic for the New Orleans Saints, which is a football team in America, retweeted this week saying, we couldn't, certainly couldn't lose after this, hashtag bless.
And God is on their right side.
God himself. Oh, wow. Hilarious. It's trending everywhere. It's just funny. It's just a Twitter fail, and I'm sure the Pope, you know, of the church hasn't even noticed, but it's hilarious.
I just love old people on Twitter. It's just my favourite thing.
Old people on any kind of digital media is fantastic. Yeah. Well, let's move on to some real celebs, shall we? I mean, there's not many bigger ones out there than Kim Kardashian West and Kanye West. Obviously, they're married, so she has the West on the end. Now, why are they making headlines today?
Okay, this is really interesting. Last night, their show, Keeping Up with the Kardashians, aired, and it showed Kanye and Kim getting into a beef. This is what they were saying. He was yelling at her because she was about, it was the night before the Met Gala. Remember, she wore that, like, tight corset thing? Like, it was amazing.
Mm, well, it was kind of skin-coloured as well.
He was saying to her, we'll never know how she got into that. He was saying to her, you're my wife, and it affects me when there are pictures of you looking too sexy. She fired back going, you are the one that built me up this confidence, and now you're the night before the Met, you're trying to throw me, because she was already stressed as well. It's everywhere. It's online. So it's trending. Go and check it out. Kim and Kanye getting into the beef about something that is quite hilarious, really.
I feel like that's what you get when you marry Kim Kardashian, though.
I mean, are we forgetting that she posted, like, a nude photo with a champagne bottle on her bum? Yep. Like, who do you think you're marrying, Kanye? Yep. I'm sorry.
Let's not forget that.
Exactly. You can catch Dean McCarthy live from LA Sunday nights on the Hit Network. And, Dean, we'll catch up with you on Thursday.
Bye, guys.
Ed Sheeran, Camila Cabello, Cardi B, South of the Border. Hit 105.9. You're getting up with Mike and Gia. Thanks to Tony Lay at Motor Group. And joining us in the studio right now from Orange 360 is Caddy. And Caddy, this week, the Orange Wine Festival is kicking off.
It is here, and I am so excited. I want to speak really quickly because I've got so many things to share with you guys.
Oh, fire away.
Well, look, it's really exciting, and this is what we've been waiting for the last couple of months since, you know, Winter Fire Festival. But this Friday, kicking off with Pink Up Wine and the Vines. It's our little bit for raising money for the McGraw Foundation, but there still are tickets for that. It's rosé all day on a bus for secret wineries that you'll be taken to. It's just going to be a fun day out. And then at about 5:30 from the Hotel Canobolas that night, we have the Orange Wine Show tasting. There'll be over 300 wines, so certainly there's lots of different varieties that you'll be able to taste on Friday night at the Hotel Canobolas. But there's so many fun, different things. So, you know, you don't need to be a wine connoisseur to really immerse yourself into the Orange Wine Festival. There, you know, there's fun things like yoga in the vines. There's movies. So Stockman's Ridge have got a movie night. Orange Mountain Wines have got a movie night. Then you've got the whole music and wine events that are happening. So you've got Mortimer's on Saturday afternoon. You've got Dindima that have got jazz. You've got the girls out at Twisted River who've got Amy Viola. That will be a spectacular day and lots of fun. But then there's things like Patina. So Gerald opens up his gardens and you can enjoy Patina wines, but he puts out bocce and croquet. Oh, so it's fun. A really fun afternoon.
Oh, so there's a ton of like family friendly kind of events as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you're vegetarian or vegan, DeSalis have got their Vegan in the Vines on both Saturday and Sunday, so that's certainly worth looking up. But things like affordability in terms of some of these events, you can go to a couple of them, and that's something that we're really wanting to make sure that we can provide that as a part of a festival experience. So Colmar Estate, they're running a $20 event, which is actually comparing champagne to our very own sparkling wine. So $20, I think, is really good value. And one of the things is you can't just walk through our vineyard. There are biosecurity issues. So this is the time of year when the winemakers and the viticulturalists are all geared up to be able to open up their vineyards. So the guys at Sassy Vineyards are doing a vineyard tour. Tom Ward out at Swinging Bridge, he's doing a wine masterclass. So there's lots of different things that you guys can enjoy. Now, also, I just want to do a big shout out to the Blaney Farmers Markets this Sunday. They've got, you know, their producers are coming out. So do your vineyards and wine festival things on the Saturday and then head across to Blaney and then perhaps come back through Millthorpe and do another event on Sunday afternoon. There's plenty to enjoy this Orange Wine Festival.
Well, it's always good to go to the markets after a big weekend of tasting some wine. You know, there's always some delicious foods and they could have curing effects for certain head trauma that you could be experiencing.
Are you talking a bacon and egg roll?
I am. Oh, yeah. There's nothing better when you're feeling a little under the weather on a Sunday morning than a good bacon and egg roll from a market.
That's true.
And you know, the other thing that's happening, Small Acre Cider have got their pulled pork and cider event as well on the Sunday. So yeah, that to me sounds like something would be a go-to on Sunday. So certainly there's something for everybody, no matter what your taste.
Absolutely. And if you want to check out the full lineup, you can go to orangewinefestival.com.au. And if that little wine tasting on Friday night sounds like a lot of fun to you, the wine show tasting, and want to go along to it, give us a call right now, 13 12 16, to score a double pass for free.
Caddy, thank you so much for joining us.
See you guys.
Avicii, Aloe Black, it's SOS. Hit 105.9, getting up with Mike and Gia, 8:39. And Gia, you are wanting to go on Big Brother, which is coming back.
Yeah, well, we heard about 2 weeks ago that applications were now open, and I thought, well, I mean, I could just do it for a bit of a laugh.
I mean, like, there's no harm in going for it. I mean,
of all of the reality shows that you'd want to be on, surely Big Brother's up there.
I mean, it should be the easiest one to do.
Yeah, because you just go into a house and sit there.
And I love the music as well.
It's so dramatic.
I love it. And also, you just want to enter the diary room and so many other things.
I just feel like it'd be fun, especially if they bring back Friday Night Games. I'd be really keen to compete in there.
Well, how about this? I found the application forms, and these are legitimate questions that they will ask you when you apply for Big Brother. There are 90 questions.
90. Feels like a lot of effort.
So, I'm just going to give you a couple of them.
Okay.
And just see if you can answer them for me, see if you're worthy of going on Big Brother.
All right.
Well, let's start off basic.
I think I'm up to the challenge, yep.
Do you have any skeletons in your closet?
No, I'm not silly.
Not. Oh, okay, good.
Well, I don't have like a, you know, sex tape or any photos out of me in the public, you know what I mean? Like, I haven't got any of that stuff. I'm not silly.
All right, do you have any phobias?
Nah.
No? Okay.
Not scared of anything. Throw anything at me.
Okay, so they can't test you there. Have you ever lied to any of your friends?
Oh, yes, all the time.
You're a great friend, it seems.
No, but like, I mean, when people say, oh, hey, what are you doing? Do you want to come out tonight? And you're already in your PJs in bed. Oh, really sorry. I'm like super busy right now. I'm swamped with work. Turns back to Netflix and goes to bed. We all do that though.
Okay, fair enough. Have you ever visited a therapist, psychologist or psychiatrist, or are you seeing one currently?
No, but some would say maybe I should be.
I would say so, yes, absolutely. What has been the toughest challenge you have faced in your life?
In my whole entire life?
In your whole life.
In my 25 years? Probably working with you every day.
Oh! Wow. That hurts.
Shots fired. I'm kidding. I'm just kidding.
All right. Well, how about this last one then? What is the one thing you wouldn't want your fellow housemates to find out about you?
Ooh.
And knowing if you answer this, you're also saying this to Orange in the Central West.
Oh, in that case, maybe I shouldn't say. I'm going to keep that one with me. I'll put that on my application, but I won't broadcast it just yet.
Well, you're going to have to set aside like a day and a half to do this. It's 90 questions.
Yeah, in all honesty, I'm probably not going anywhere, guys. I'm probably not going on Big Brother because that's a lot more effort than I can commit to.
It really is.
Yeah.
All right, well, unfortunately, we won't see you in the diary room or Friday Night Games or anything in the near future.
No, but, I mean, if someone here in Orange or the Central West is interested in applying, as we said, applications are open, and yeah. I think it'd be a super cool experience if you can get through that 90-question questionnaire.
Why not? From the glory days of 2002, Liberty X, just a little on Hit 105.9. You're getting up with Mike and Gia at 8:49.
Mike, do you ever get tagged in something and you think, that's not even relevant to me. Why was I tagged in this?
Yeah, that happens from time to time.
Yeah, well, I had one of those moments just then. I had a friend tag me in a meme saying, this is so you.
Mm.
And it's a picture of like a keyboard and a desk.
Yeah.
And it's got a wine bottle in the brown bag.
Yes.
And on the brown bag, they've written work documents. And the caption is, sneaking wine into my office like...
What do you, were you an alcoholic in a previous work life?
No, and I'm not now.
I've never seen you drink wine outside of a winery.
Yeah, exactly right. And which is why I was like, why was I tagged in this? But then I looked down at myself when I was going, why me? And realised that I am wearing a Bintang beer singlet to work today.
Yes, you are.
Maybe this is me.
Why are you? I see you wear this all the time. Why do you wear that Bintang shirt?
Because I've been to Bali. I want everyone to know.
Oh, my God. That's the next level to a Hard Rock Cafe t-shirt.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, great. Well, that's what we're working off there.
Apparently, then. I'm an alcoholic at work in shirts and in work documents.
You've been seen before. Others saw you before you realised.
Yeah, it's time like to take that. A look at myself.
Taylor Swift, it's Lover on Hit 105.9, Getting Up with Mike and Gia.
Ladies and gentlemen,
that was Hit Breakfast with Mike and Gia on Orange and the Central West's Hit 105.9.